athletic conference play. We're able to get the guys a day off yesterday after a couple of days of practice after the North Florida game. SMU, terrific opponent, probably the best offensive team in the league. Very balanced, and our guys are going to have to be ramped up and ready to go when we go to Dallas on Wednesday.
Coach, last year at this time, you were kind of trying to explain to all your guys how much of a leap it was to play in the American from non-conference. How much does it help to kind of having that familiarity? They've all been through this before.
Well, they've seen it. I mean, I think when you tell guys, what to expect, sometimes they don't necessarily believe what you're telling them because they haven't seen it. Now that they've seen it for a year, I think there is a familiarity. We were going through the edit clips on SMU this morning with these guys, and they were recalling some of the plays from last year's games, and saying you don't realize how fast somebody is until you've played against them. So I do think there's much better familiarity, and I think the guys have a better feel, and hopefully that'll translate to playing better.
Joe, in year three now, are you at the point of your program where you thought you would be, or you still have way to go to get to there?
Like everybody else, it's been this year has been a different because I don't think we truly have a feel of where we are yet because we haven't played enough games. I did the we sat around before, and it's no one's fault. You're just sitting there saying we probably would have played anywhere between between scrimmages and everything else. You would have played 9 more games during this period. Now I do think that the schedule was set up pretty good as far as coming in to play some good competition out of conference, but it's I do think with we had 11 new guys last year. I feel a lot better this year than I did at this point last year.
So when you're building a program from the ground up, how big of an advantage is it to have a guy like Jaden to kind of be the centerpiece of that?
Oh, it's a big advantage. I mean, the good news is, I think he's going to continue to get better. I think he'll get better because we have better pieces around him. I think the other thing, he's an unbelievable person. I mean, he's a, I think he's a character program type person that you want other guys around him that are very similar.
Thank you very much.
Joe, when you look at SMU's offensive numbers, they're pretty off the chart. Just how much of a concern is that in their ability to score in bunches?
Well, they're averaging 89 points a game, 4 guys in double figures points. Great fast break team. But the other thing that they send forward to the backboard, they average 12 offensive rebounds a game. And that's a big factor because they put their head down, they drive it. Davis is obviously an elite-level point guard. When you look at their assist-turnover ratio off the chart, shooting 38 from 3, so that they can hurt you a number of ways. I think one thing that they looked so far in the preseason to me is they looked a lot more engaged defensively. Their guards are pressuring the ball better. I think they've increased their level of pressure in the full court as well as in the half court. So, I like I've said before, I do believe they're the best offensive team in our league.
Where would you kind of assess where Noah is right now? It seems like for a freshman, he's pretty under control as opposed to maybe some guys who come in. Do you kind of get that gauge as well?
He's very under control. I mean, he's a different deal in the fact that he doesn't need really a screen or anything to get open. He's actually probably better when he doesn't need anything, when he doesn't have anything. He can create off the dribble. He's got great change of pace. It's like everything else. He just needs to get on. We need to make sure that all of our guys are on the same flight pattern. That's one of the things with him and those other guys that, when the flight's going to Chicago, you can't end up in Phoenix. So, that's where they all got to be on the same page, making sure we're following the same plan and getting there. But he's, as a freshman, I think he's done really, he looked really well. His stats are good, especially shooting the ball. Like I said, I do think he's going to continue to get better and better, and he just needs to get a little bit stronger, too.
Has he surprised you just how well he shot it? I mean, that wasn't maybe the thing that everybody knew him for coming out of high school.
I think Noah had a tremendous advantage over a lot of other high school players because he played in 3 elite programs. He's played with really good guys. So a lot of times a player puts up these, he averaged 25 points a game, but there was no other players. He's played at St. Benedict's, which is a great program. He's played at IMG with other great players. And then you look at his team at the Patrick School, you had 5 or 6 other Division I players. So he's used to sharing the ball. He was more of a facilitator because the other characters he had around him, other teammates he had around him. And I think I wish he was a little bit more selfish at this point. I think he does know how to score. He does it naturally, and I think he'll figure that out.
Are you guys, are y'all chartering to Dallas? And kind of talk us through maybe the road trip schedule and you guys getting on a flight for the first time during this pandemic.
Well, we're flying out of Raleigh tomorrow. So we're going to go out tomorrow. We're going to fly out tomorrow. We'll play Wednesday. And if we don't get back till a little bit later on Thursday, so we'll have to, obviously play Saturday. We'll have a little planning. We'll probably have to get back here. We'll get back here late in the afternoon. We'll probably meet and walk through some stuff regarding James Madison, sort of tie up the SMU game, practice Friday for James Madison, and a little bit of Thursday and Friday for James Madison. So, but we'll head out. We're going to practice here tomorrow morning, then drive over to Raleigh. And I don't know what to expect traveling in a pandemic, so we're just going to line up, put our masks on, and roll.
Joe, obviously, conference play is a different animal, and you're going to be starting over fresh. But from a confidence standpoint, from your players, your fan base, and everything, what does it mean to start out 5-0 the way you have?
Well, I think one of the things we've talked about is last year we didn't have a winning record out of conference, and some of it was self-inflicted. We had some injuries. We were immature. We were young. With everything going on, we need to keep getting better, which I do feel. When you look at the sheer numbers, Kent and Palm, all those deals, we've cut it in two-thirds. We've gone from the 300s in Kent Palm to hundreds, low 100s. So the metrics are saying we're trending the right way. Now the whole thing is, how do you win some games? We lost 8 games by 6 or less points last year. How do you flip some of those games? How do you play better at home? How do you, upset a couple of those upper-tier teams? And then how do you win those games, those 50-50 games that we found a way to win a couple of them last year? We probably, different balancer. If we play a little bit better, you could have flipped a couple of those. But that's part of the maturing process, learning process. And I do think we're more mature. I think we're a little bit more, a lot more mature than we were a year ago.
Anybody else have anything for Coach? All right. Thanks, Coach. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
Jody.
Hey, guys, game's on ESPN Plus tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So, if you need anything beforehand, just let me know.